you had issues where men are texting you, but when it doesn't go anywhere, there are reasons for that, and we can absolutely fix it. It has nothing to do with you not being smart enough or attractive enough or anything like that. When you solve a problem at the causal level, you're guaranteed to get different results. You are listening to the Find the Right Man podcast with Paulina Solda, episode number 65. 7 ways to ensure your texts go nowhere.
Welcome to the Find the Right Man podcast. If you want to find the right man for you in just a few simple steps, keep listening. And now here's your host, dating coach and NEO style expert, Paulina Solda.
Live your life with love. Hi, Paulina Solda is here, and I'm going to be talking about what practically no one talks about, and that hundreds and thousands, millions of women are struggling with, and that is that meaningless, endless, back and forth texting that goes nowhere. And by nowhere, I mean a specific action that leads to a specific result. An action can be that a man asks you out, and the result is that you go on a date. And then it might lead or not lead to a possibility of getting to know each other, connecting, and getting into a relationship. Now, what I see that women who tell me online dating doesn't work, there are no quality men, they are so frustrated by the quality of messages they receive because men send them a simple hi or the same questions. How are you doing? How's your day going? And then they engage in those conversations. And then days or even weeks later, all of that fizzles out or men ghost them and it doesn't go anywhere. I'm going to talk about specific ways, specific mistakes that you could be making that you don't even know that you're making the mistakes that lead to this kind of scenarios that you get started communicating and texting with a man, and then it goes nowhere. I will talk in the reverse way because everyone else tells you how to text in the way that here's what you need to send, here's how you text, all this scripted stuff. But I don't believe scripted stuff work because, of course, if you've been listening to me for any length of time, you know we are different. We are different personality types. And one communication style might not be what resonates with you because it's not your personality type. And experts who give us general recommendations oftentimes will base them on their own personality type or that generic masculine versus feminine or something superficial that might totally not work with you and the type of man that you're communicating. So I am going to talk about what doesn't work. And the first way to ensure that your texts don't go anywhere is don't be specific. In other words, be that ambiguous, kind of not clear. Text to a man randomly, like as if you were texting your girlfriends. And my clients laugh when I tell them, remember this in case you forget. And it sounds so obvious, but here's the thing, and write it down. Men aren't women. Sometimes we women forget it. We forget that men aren't women. And for certain personality types, especially those with a strong south or typically south type of women, southwest, southeast, they tend to communicate like they communicate a lot, like their friends, girlfriends, and they forget it. So it's sort of very random. They start rambling. They talk about this one thing. The bottom line is it's not concrete. It's not specific. It starts and ends randomly. There is no purpose to those texts. Again, I want you to see that if you are or when you are messaging, texting to your girlfriends, it's totally fine. I do that myself all the time. I have a group chat of my close friends where I might just randomly say, here, check out this LED mask that I got for my face. And now I got the one for my hands. And send a picture of it. It's just out of nowhere. And we will respond and we'll be like, wow, this is amazing. So tell us the result. Did you notice the difference or whatever? Like, or tell us later. And then they say something like, and I just found this place, whatever. I just went to this coffee shop that had the most incredible latte and freshly baked croissants. It's like totally irrelevant to what I was saying, but that's how we women are. So if you communicate this way with a man, you practically guarantee that these texts are not going to go anywhere. And if it happens to be that you are a South type of woman texting with a East type of man who is in the first place not compatible with you, he will be playing this game where he will be interested in one thing and then he'll take you in a different direction. He might start talking about something else and it just keeps going and going. And the bottom line is that then he just gets bored with it and he loses interest. And you're wondering, why did I just spend how many days? The longer you actually communicate in that virtual reality with men, the less chance you will ever meet. Second way for you to ensure your texts go nowhere, don't be consistent and allow that. So it can be that you yourself not being consistent. And again, based on your personality type, if you're this type of woman, today you might feel like texting. Tomorrow you might say, well, I'm going to do something. And then you just kind of got distracted or you were not in the mood or whatever it is. And not being consistent, it's a problem that a lot of women are struggling with an East type of man especially. But it's also happening because when you allow that, when a man is being inconsistent with you and it bothers you, but you say nothing, you don't communicate, you don't use an opportunity to set a certain agreement. Like make, and again, it depends on who you're talking with, because if it is a North type of man, it's very easy to just make an agreement with them about the structure, like kind of make a plan because they like to make plans. But if it's somebody else who just appears, reappears, and if you want it to go nowhere, then please don't be consistent and be okay when the man all of a sudden disappears. And then a week later, he reappears and you start messaging with him like nothing happened. He just says, oh, I was so busy. And you're like, oh, okay, I get it. I was busy too. And what you're teaching him is that it's okay to do this. So when it happens, a man tells you something and then he doesn't follow through and you just sit there and wait and wonder what happened and that you go through that hot and cold and then you think, okay, this is not going to work and you get so disappointed and then he reappears and now you're like, oh, maybe there's a hope, maybe there's something. You start making excuses for him and you're like, okay, I'll be easygoing. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. So when you're not being consistent yourself and you allow men not to be consistent, what is going to happen is that basically this man puts you on an emotional swing where it's up and down, it's hot and cold, it's today it's one thing, tomorrow you don't know what's going to happen. And while it might sound like, okay, what's going to happen? I am not sure, but it also creates a lot of anxiety. It's also just emotionally immature. It's inadequate behavior and it's manipulative. But when you are not being consistent yourself and you allow other men not to be consistent with you, again, it's a proven way to make sure that this lack of consistency leads to ghosting. Now, step number three, the third way is to ensure that your texts go nowhere in your texting, just don't set any boundaries at all. When the man texts you, be available. When you get a text from him after 10 p.m. and you already were falling asleep and then boom, he texted and you answer. Even though your boundary is that you go to bed, just respond immediately at any time. Teach him that he can text you anytime and you will make yourself available. Or when you are, let's say, meeting your friends, I had actually a situation when I was having a dinner with a friend and there was this guy just FaceTimes her and we're having dinner in a restaurant and she starts talking on a speakerphone and I said, listen, look, please tell him that you're busy right now. You're having dinner with me. So I was setting that boundary, but for helping her set that boundary with that friend. But if you don't set this boundary, guess what? When you drop everything because he texted you and you answer at any time, all the time, and Friday night when you're with your friends and you go and start talking with him, what you're basically sending a message to that he's so convenient, you're so available that he doesn't need to do anything to respect any boundaries because there are no boundaries being set. Then the fourth way to ensure that your texts go nowhere is you don't want to be authentic in your texting. So when I said just now in the previous way, that, oh, you respond right away, here's the thing. What I mean is that when you respond right away, where you don't set any boundaries, where you don't prioritize yourself first. So let's say you're taking a shower at 10 p.m. at night and he texts you and you just jump out and you start responding or you're going to sleep. That is what I'm talking about. I am also not saying that you are using, so women who are using those manipulative tactics, I don't teach waiting to respond, but I also don't teach responding immediately at any time, be always available. So those are the extremes. Waiting to respond, to be kind of sending a message, kind of, oh, I'm so busy, when you're not really busy, that is not being authentic. Being available and putting everything on hold and prioritizing this man is also the other extreme. So don't be authentic. You want to send a message, but you're not sending a message. You're waiting because some dating guru told you, well, if you respond right away, you're just going to come across as too available. And what I'm telling you, being authentic means that you respond in the moment when it's convenient for you, when you feel like it, and you see text from him, and it just so happens energetically. Maybe you were just thinking about him, and he texted you. And in that moment, you want to respond. You're in the mood. And if you don't allow yourself, that is not being authentic. So you do want to respond in those moments. And of course, you don't want to respond when it's not convenient for you, when, let's say, you're already going to sleep. So I want you to see the difference. It's also not about doing always like, okay, I'm going to show up as this version. I think what he wants is this powerhouse woman who's got all these things going on in her life. And if you're just sitting around and doing nothing, but like you pretending to be this woman, like somebody told you, the high value woman, she's doing this and she's got this her busy life. That's not what I'm talking about. If you don't have that life, but you pretend like you do and you show it through your texting style, that lack of authenticity will be felt through those texts. And men will feel it because energetically, you will be incongruent. When you want to do something, but you don't do it, you create resistance. It's not the energy of attraction. So women who wait to answer, even when we want to, they actually mess it up. The next way to ensure that texts go nowhere, just don't give him any reasons to ask you out. It's very simple. He texts you a question, which certain questions, and I teach all of my clients this mantra, write it down. Just because a man asks you a question doesn't mean you have to answer it. So let's say he asks you a very deep question and you haven't met yet. You're just texting. But he asks you a deep question that would be appropriate for an in-person meeting. And it actually has to be earned. That level of trust, that level of intimacy has to be created first. And there's no intimacy. Intimacy can be created through texting until you meet. All of that is just an illusion. If you think that you're already intimate, you created emotional intimacy. That's what I'm talking about. You already share all the things. You never met this person. It's an illusion. When you ask, so let's say he asks you, why did your last relationship end? That is a deep question. Now, some women with strong south type, east, south, southeast, and maybe kind of reflective. So there's also introverts, extroverts. So kind of you being very reflective, you're thinking about your past, maybe overthinking that, and boom, and you start sending like paragraphs talking about all of your thoughts and feelings about it. That if he already learns everything about you, there is no reason why would he ask you out. If you already talked about everything, the more you just be like this open book, like here's a chapter one, my past relationships. Here is a chapter two, all the things that I like to do in my life, right? Then if you give him no reasons to ask you out, you respond to all of his questions, you communicate a lot in text, you write in those paragraphs, you send him photos. And some women do that. He asks for this photo, this angle, this part of your body, then another one, and then you want to keep it going and keep the attention. And there's only so many photos you can send of yourself before you kind of exhaust all the parts of the body that you can send and all the angles. And it's sort of like he just flipped through Playboy magazine and he's done with it. What do men do when they flip through a magazine? Do they keep just, they go, they move on to the next thing? And if you keep telling him, like he knows everything about you, you just keep texting throughout the day and you tell him what's happening in your life. And imagine if you went on a date, you already talked about everything, like what's the point? Then the sixth way to ensure that your texts don't go anywhere is that just don't create any progression. Again, I teach all of my clients how important that progression is. And that progression starts the moment you say hello to somebody. Because if you just stay at that level, so hello is a level of texting. And when you stay at the level of that basic exchange of information, texting can be used to create that initial attraction and plan logistics. Texting is for flirting and for planning. So you're flirting, you're getting to know each other on the most basic level. You don't need to go any deeper until you meet in person. That's why you meet in person. You can do other things to ensure that you want to meet with this person. And how you do them is not by texting more. You do them by creating that progression. So when you don't create that progression, the longer you text, the more likely that that communication will go nowhere, or you will find out that this was just a player, or this is unavailable man, or this man who has no intention to ever meet you, or could be an online scammer, or could be, again, a married man who is just exploring what's out there, anything like that. A progression can be as simple as after a few days of texting, if you don't say, hey, let's jump on the call, let's talk for 10 minutes. Hey, let's do FaceTime. Before you ever meet, is that person adequate? Do they actually reveal their identity? Or are they going to say, oh, my camera doesn't work, whatever, we're going to give you an excuse, oh, I can't, or anything like that. It's a red flag. So if you don't create that progression, you won't know. You can spend weeks texting to somebody and then realize it's not even the person who they said they were. Don't meet at all. Don't create that progression. Don't meet talking on the phone. So just keep texting, and then the texting will go nowhere because there must be a progression. So don't talk on the phone. Don't meet on FaceTime or Skype or Zoom. And of course, don't meet in person. That is how you ensure it goes nowhere. The last one, number seven, is be passive. Just sit and wait, take that position. And there's some dating gurus that will teach you, like, let the man, allow a man to pursue you and let the man hunt you and all that stuff. Be passive and just sit around and wait for a man to do something. And this kind of advice is such a poisonous, toxic advice because it's completely disempowering a woman. If it's all up to this man somehow, just because he's a man, because he has to be in his masculine, you have to be in your feminine, all of that stuff. Listen, this is about being very, very clear and intentional. So I empower all of my clients to be very purposeful. Everything you do that with an intention, and you want to be super clear on what intention is. If you have no intention to go out, don't give him any reasons to ask you out. And you could actually, so I teach all of my clients based on your personality type. Somebody is more introverted and more feminine, like they want to be pursued, but they still, those types of women, they still can express a desire. They could still say, well, I feel like I've been wanting to do this. I feel like doing this. Or I had this idea, like in these type. I had this idea about experiencing this. It's a different way of stating, hey, I'm here to meet someone. I'm not here to just text indefinitely. When you don't do that, when you don't express in your own way that works for you, that you want him to ask you out, so you don't give him any reasons, you don't hint, subtle signals, you don't directly, like in my case, like an extroverted West, I would just say, I want you to ask me out. I would just say that, but that works for me. It works for my type. I'm not going to advise it to every woman because, again, I understand the differences. If you just don't ever say something like that. So if you're West type, just be passive. And just wait for him to ask you out. And if you're West, then you just take that passive position, which naturally for a West type, so also it goes in line with not being authentic, because a West is going to be direct when you're true to yourself. And when you choose your dual type, which is an East man, and you allow him to just go around the corners and appear, reappear, and keep doing it, the longer you do it, I can promise you, if you do it for like 2 to 3 weeks, 90% chance you'll never, ever meet that man, ever. He was going to ghost you, he's going to disappear, and you will wonder why there are no quality men out there and how you don't want to waste your time, and it doesn't work. Online dating doesn't work. Don't give him reasons to do something. Don't teach a man how to do something. Don't give him reasons. Don't give him any incentives, if you will, and he won't do it. It's a guaranteed way. This is what I see is happening. And of course, with a lot of women. And of course, if you just reverse, if you wonder like what works and what to do differently, just listen to what I was teaching you and reverse it. So again, and ask yourself as you go through this, is that something that you actually don't do? So I focused on all the things. Let me go through all seven again. So seven ways to ensure that your texts with men go nowhere. Number one, don't be specific. Number two, don't be consistent. Number three, don't set any boundaries. Number four, don't be authentic. Number five, don't give him any reasons to ask you out. Number six, don't progress. And number seven, don't be active. Don't express yourself. Don't express your desires. Don't talk about what you want. Don't talk about your intentions. Don't have intentions, basically. Just don't be active. By active, I mean just be passive. Just kind of allow men to run the show. Even though in reality, we are women always when it comes to relationships. And I teach all of my clients this. When it comes to relationships, we women are always at a driver's seat. And when you believe that, when you take on this thought that I am at the driver's seat of my relationship, guess what? You get the power to steer your relationship in any direction you want. And if you don't believe this, if you think it just happens, it's like a man drives that, then your result, your action, your thought will always match your result. So your result will be is that it depends on somebody else. How to do it differently is that, of course, reverse it and be specific, be consistent, set boundaries, be authentic, give men reasons to ask you out, focus on progression and be active. Don't be passive, be active. I would love to hear from you which of this you identify with that's really challenging for you. And why? Ask yourself, if you see that you're not setting any boundaries, if that's the biggest issue for you, that there's just no boundaries. Men text you at any time, you respond anytime, you also, I don't set any boundaries when they say I'm going to follow up tomorrow and then they don't, you let it go by, slide, then ask yourself why. The reason why we do anything is because we believe certain things. And based on that, it makes us feel a certain way. So this is what we do inside my programs is I help my clients see exactly what they believe and the impact, how they feel based on those beliefs. Because if you think that if I say anything, like I might mess it up, I might turn him off or anything like that, and you feel fear of rejection or you feel that fear of making a mistake, then of course you're not going to say anything. And the result you create is that the man does whatever he wants. He shows up, he appears, he reappears, and you allow that and you actually teach him that it's okay. And then he continues doing it. And then another man shows up and then he disappears because I just gave you the proven strategies for ensuring that your texts go nowhere. So when you follow them, you're absolutely guaranteed to create those texts that go nowhere and men ghost you. And then you might think, well, it's this guy. It's because of this guy. And then another guy shows up and the same thing happens over and over again. And the problem is not with guys. The problem is with what you think and whether it serves you or not. If you realize that the way of your current thinking doesn't serve you and it shows up in your actions, then this is the reason to get coached. This is exactly how I help my clients. And you can DM me and ask me about your specific issue and tell me like what is happening in texting and what is your question, and I will help you. I will highlight for you the blind spot that you don't even see and the exact reason why it's happening. With that, I would love to hear from you. DM me at Paulina Solda on Instagram. Also, if this podcast, this specific episode was really helpful to you, then take a couple of minutes to leave a review. I really appreciate it. So more women will discover this podcast, and I want millions of women to hear this because it's really, my mission is to empower women. And I want you and everyone who listens to this to understand that how you show up is going to affect how men show up with you and respond to you. And it's very empowering because the moment you change how you think and how you feel about texting with men and how you show up in your texting with men, it's absolutely going to create completely different results. You had those issues where men are texting you, but when it doesn't go anywhere, there are reasons for that, and we can absolutely fix it. It has nothing to do with you not being smart enough or attractive enough or anything like that enough thing. And somebody else will tell you when you're not feminine enough, or give you all of these manipulative tactics or these generic scripts. This is what you text. None of that works. I'm telling you, at the causal level, when you solve a problem at the causal level, you're guaranteed to get different results. That's exactly what I teach. So reach out to me and share it. Tell your friends about my podcast. Let's have more women hear this. Or DM me what other topics you want to learn about. I am creating some incredible episodes that are coming up. Some very hot topics, very valuable. Lots of aha moments that you're going to have. Kind of the biggest questions that women have and struggle with. So stay tuned and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening.
If you love this podcast, please leave a review and share what's been most valuable to you. Simply scroll down, tap to rate, and click to write a review. We're giving away a $25 Amazon gift card, and we'll announce a winner picked at random next week. Thank you so much.